Welcome back to Sisters in the City, episode 5. Today we have a very special show for you guys. It's the first in our entry of Agony Aunt episodes where we will be answering your questions. And on today's menu is my favourite topic ever. It's all about sex. Sex, sex, sex. Yes, we asked our followers to send in their burning questions on everything hot and steamy, and we're going to work through them today. So let's start with the first question. And I had a few questions like this. It was about quick ejaculation and how to stop coming so quickly, basically. And to be honest, I didn't know the answer to this because obviously I'm not a man. And I mean, I've not experienced it either with a man. I mean, I have, but it's never been an ongoing problem. Do you know what I mean? I actually did have a guy that came once when I just stroked his trousers.
And yeah, me too. I just like rubbed this guy's dick and then he just came. And it was really upsetting because I really wanted to have sex with him. So I was just heartbroken. But look, I feel like this is a very common problem. Like, I mean, it's quite an awkward topic for men, like erectile problems and ejaculation problems, but it shouldn't be. Everything should be spoken about.
Yeah, and I feel like the more you think about it or get paranoid about it, the worse it's only going to get.
Exactly. The less you give a shit, the more confident you're going to be and the more relaxed you're going to be. The more relaxed you are when you're having sex, the better you're going to perform.
And you're just going to enjoy it more. And I had a quick look on Google, and I just found a few tips, do you know what I mean? So that might help you guys. One of them was to masturbate 1 to 2 hours before sex.
Yeah, 100%, because then the next time it's harder to come.
Because it's the same with women. It makes sense. Even when you have sex with a guy and then you'll go for round two, it always takes long.
Sometimes I'm going to have a hammer to my pussy and I can't come the second time, especially if it's too close to the first time. So I'm pretty sure men can experience the same thing. So yes, wank.
Be a wanker.
Be a wanker. And second of all, there are condoms that, what are they, quite thick. And
yeah. So they basically decrease like the sensitivity of your dick so you don't like feel as...
Come as quickly. And, yeah, always, and whenever you feel shitty about the fact that you come too quickly, always remember that there's the opposite problem. Guys, that take too long, which is also a problem, which is also frustrating.
Mm-hmm. There's also something that said online about taking a deep breath just before you're about to come. Apparently that helps.
Distract yourself. Maybe you think about a family member, something that's going to like stop you from coming.
Stop bringing the family into it, man. Take that fucking shit out.
You just think about something that's really like a put off to stop you from coming, but then you might have a limp dick after. So maybe that's not a good advice.
I think a good one is just when you're, obviously, I think everyone knows this, when you're about to come, pull out and just start like doing something else. Foreplay, like kissing, touching, you know, pull that dick out basically just when you're about to come. Anyway, moving on. Another question that we got is a very strange one, I must say. My problem is that everyone I fuck does not let me pee in their mouth.
Wow.
I mean, I guess that is a bit of a problem if that's what you like.
I mean, it's
because not many people like that. I don't think many people would like
it. It's not going to be easy to find someone that's okay with you peeing in their mouth. I mean, I'm sure there's like websites.
I think that's the right answer, Mandy. You find a website because there's always a website for everything.
There's a website for everything.
Put an ad out there. Like, I really enjoy urinating in someone's mouth.
Or maybe, you know, just like maybe when you start fucking someone, just like, start pissing a little bit, see how they feel. You know what I mean? Because like with my...
I don't know if you should just piss on someone without asking for their consent,
with
Mandy.
With my guy, yeah. Look, I was like, stop fucking me. I'm going to piss. He was like, just piss. Oh. And I was like, fuck it. So I just pissed.
And then?
And it was just great. A big piss party.
And then, I mean, and it went well?
It went well. Been doing it a few times.
So now what if you start pissing closer towards the mouth?
Right. So that's what I mean. So if I was someone who had a fetish like that, I just started slowly moving
the vagina up.
Like, yeah, it started moving upwards. And
first piss on the dick, then piss on the nipples, and then maybe on the neck, and then slowly move it over to the mouth.
Work your way up. Start from ground zero.
He's going to think he's going to give you some good head, but really he's just going to get loads of urine in his mouth.
Yeah, but you just like ask them before. You don't want to just piss in someone's mouth without permission. So the next question we have, is it bad to have friends with benefits? What? How could anything be bad about that? You've got friends, you've got the benefits. Where's the negative part of this?
That is absolutely fine. Like, I've had loads of friends with benefits in the past. I mean, some of them ended up in being in a relationship, but hey, it was friends with benefits to start with.
Oh, so I can see why this person's asking, is it bad to have friends with benefits? It can be. I'll tell you when it can be bad. When you have more feelings for that friend than they have for you when you are purely just a friend to them with benefits, and then they're the friend that you fancy with benefits.
Yeah.
That is a bit of a situation you need to remove yourself from.
Yeah, because it's only just going to hurt you in the end. But
yeah, because you're clinging onto the hope that one day you're going to be more than friends with benefits. If that's the case, then maybe it's not too good for your emotional health.
Exactly. Personally, like, I've had friends with benefits on my side, but it's always been like on the other side, they've wanted something more. I don't know if I could just purely be someone's friends with benefits. I'm a bit weird like that.
Yeah,
I'm a bit egoistic. Like, I just feel like, oh my God, they're using me, even though I'm using them.
I wouldn't like that feeling. If I felt like I was being used, that would kind of take away the benefits for me. So,
look, whatever makes you happy, you know what I mean? If you're happy, that's the main thing.
So basically, as long as they're the one that's getting hurt and led on, then it's fine. But if it's you...
She's joking, guys, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, next question.
Should never lead anyone on, actually.
Yeah, I actually believe that because karma's a bitch.
Karma is a bitch. And plus, you always have to think, how would you feel if you were in that person's shoes and you had been led on and you had a friend with benefits, but they were making you feel like one day you're going to be more than that? It's horrible.
Yeah. So why do I always get the weird questions? I got, how do I get rid of the smell after having regular sex with someone?
I don't know, you tell me.
Firstly, like, I just think when you have regular sex with someone, that's when you shouldn't really be getting any type of like smells and stuff. You know that?
Yeah, you're getting the same kind of pH thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's when you're changing sexual partners a lot, that's when you're likely to get like things like bacterial vaginosis, yeast infections.
Yeah.
You know, like cystitis, all these things. And I mean, as women, I'm sure we've had it a lot. And since breaking up with my ex 7 months ago, recently, you know, I've been experiencing quite a lot of UTI, cystitis and stuff like that because I've got a new sexual partner.
Different various sexual partners?
No, one sexual partner.
Oh, right, okay.
Fucking bitch.
Right. Well, listen, darling, go to the doctors. Yeah, go to sexual
health. Because basically, if your pussy smelling like really bad, something's wrong.
Yeah, go get a couple bacterial vaginosis sachets, see how that goes.
If you have sex, and then you leave the guys come in there, then you leave it for a long time, it's going to smell. Yeah. Like, you need to wash that shit out.
That chlorine.
Yeah, you need to wash that out because otherwise it's normal for it to smell, yeah? But if it still be stinking,
what do you mean wash it out? What do you mean? It's not washing out a bowl.
Wash your vagina in the shower.
Yeah, just wash it out. Wash around it.
Don't be using all these Femme Fresh products and stuff, yeah? Be very careful. If you use it very rarely because I used to use it a lot back in the day.
Look, I don't use any products, any soap, any body wash, any pussy wash, nothing on my area. And trust me, yeah, it smelled good.
Yeah.
Don't use anything.
Because when I used to use it, I used to get
thrush. Water only. Just water. And I think men are actually the same, you know. I've heard that men have to do the same thing. So that's what I would say. But for this lovely person asking us about this, I would first of all recommend a trip to sexual health clinic just to make sure that there's nothing else going on.
It's always better to be safe than sorry. Another good tip is after you have sex, always do a wee after because that's when you're going to get cystitis and UTI. I mean, for me, that's been my biggest issue. It's just long though because, you know, when you're going round after round after round, it's very difficult to go for a wee.
But you just have to keep going. After each round, you need to go to the toilet. So the next question, should I experiment with toys? Why not? Make it a toy story. Make it a toy sex story.
I mean, you know what? I'll be honest. I've not done that. That's one thing. All my 31 years of living life, I've not experimented with toys, you know. And you've got a big dildo in your room. I've seen it. And like, I've never experienced like toys, never used dildos. The only thing I ever had was a little vibrator once that I used to use on myself. And then daddy found it under the mattress. And then boy.
I remember. And he said, what is this?
Yeah, it was very embarrassing.
And we were like shaking.
Yeah. And I actually blamed it on one of my friends. I was like, most my friends like things.
Yeah, little vibrators. My friends were just borrowing fucking vibrators. Sounds even more perverted. But I mean, I have a massive dildo in my room.
I haven't used it.
Because I have a real life penis, but if hopefully it doesn't happen, but if anything happens and I don't have a dick in my life, that dildo is going to come into use. But even if you have a sexual partner, you can use toys. Why not? This is what happened. I ordered the dildo because I thought I'd get a little dildo and while he's having sex with me, he could put a little dildo up my ass, yeah? Because that would feel nice, you know? Some guys, trust me, if you've ever been doggy styled and then the guy puts a thumb up your ass, boy, it's a whole nother experience. It feels so damn good. So I thought that was the kind of experience I was going to have. Anyway, dildo came.
You know, I'm always paranoid though about all that stuff. Like, what if they take their hand out and there's shit in there or something?
It doesn't happen, man. I'm telling you, it doesn't happen.
Really?
It doesn't happen, man.
Manny, trust me, once I put a finger up a guy's ass,
that guy.
I pulled my finger out and I swear to God there was shit there.
Well, that guy would be nasty.
There was shit on the finger. I'm not joking.
Oh my God. And if did you smell
ever,
the shit?
I smelt it. And did I you saw smell it. The and shit, I'll tell you one thing, yeah. If ever a guy puts his finger up my ass and something like that comes out, not that I ever shit, because I don't.
Just wash your
arsehole shit.
Before.
I don't shit. But
I'm trying to tell a story, man. About my dildo. The dildo came. The dildo came, and then I wanted him to fuck me with a dildo up my ass. But when the dildo came, it was so humongous, it would have ripped me in half. So that dildo got wasted. Anyway.
So I really wanted to know about the shit in the hand situation.
It doesn't happen, man. I've had so many, like, people thumb my bum, and there's no shit coming out.
How, are you sure?
It's so nice to thumb in the bum. The thumb in the bum.
All right, because I always pull them away.
The thumb in the bum is so much fun. And
I heard, though, one of my friends, he's gay, so he knows a lot about the bum stuff. He told me that you do get shit on your hands and stuff. And on
the
dick.
Oh, no!
Yes, he did say. He said you have to wash your bum out. So I ordered one of those bum washing things.
Is that
things.
Why you bought that thing?
Yeah.
What happened to that
never
thing?
Never ended up using it. It's called a douche.
I threw it away.
Douche.
All I'm saying is my manager got me a job, yeah, like a work thing for a facial cleansing brush. Which vibrated, that came to use, man.
I mean, the guy.
It was a facial cleansing brush, done an ad on it on everything. I got done
so what, when you did an ad on it on Instagram, you were advertising it being used on your face,
yeah,
not on your clit.
I was washing my face with it, but later on it got used on my clitoris. That's another story. It's not, sometimes you don't have to buy sex toys. You can use anything. My friend, she fucks a cucumber. It's cheaper.
Just make sure it's clean, guys. Yeah?
Dildos be expensive. Cucumber 50p. All right. Well, anyway.
I mean, 50p.
Dildos be expensive. They are, you know. Like 50 quid, right?
Okay.
That's a small one.
Boy, Mandy, I'm actually...
Okay, so guys, yes, you can experiment with toys or vegetables, but I can never look at a cucumber the same way again.
So, next question is, how long should a sex session last? I think that's a really good one.
Yeah, and you know what? I can't stand these movies and music videos that make out, like, I go on and on and on and on and on. I don't want to go on and on and on and on and on and on. Like, I don't want to fuck for 10 hours.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, for me, I think the perfect amount of time is like 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. I think that's a nice amount of time. For me personally, if it goes on longer than 10, 15 minutes, I just get bored.
I mean, I used to feel that way, but now I have realized that I can go on for a lot longer. There's like, you stop for a second, you change positions. I enjoy it. Whatever you enjoy, do that. And plus, you enjoy different things with different sexual partners. You don't enjoy the same thing with every sexual partner. There is no time frame on how long a sex session lasts. It should last for as long as you want it to last.
Yeah, and just communicate that to your partner, because they might not know what you want.
Yeah, there has been times where I don't want it to last long. I'm not in the mood. So, like, can we make it quick? Or do you know what I mean? Or I just, like, fuck off now.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest turn on. Like, can we make it quick this time? Yeah, please.
Well, I mean, when you're in a relationship, like, these things happen. Well, with my ex used to happen. Like, yeah. Well, can we fucking hurry up, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, before having to come to this podcast this morning, it was like 6 a.m. and I said, can you make it quick?
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
I need to be up in like 2 hours.
Exactly. That's what happens. When you get close to someone, you can say that. So, I don't think anyone can really tell you how long your sex session can last. Just do whatever you want to do. Don't long it out for the sake of your partner
I do really like those quick, passionate ones.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I
love that.
They're like quick, 5-10 minutes, but they're passionate, like, wow.
Yeah, taking it back to the first question as well, quick ejaculation. Sometimes a real turn on when the guy comes quickly because you feel really sexy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Next question. My boyfriend keeps asking me to peg him. Should I?
So I didn't even know what pegging meant until doing this podcast and this question came out. I was like, sorry, what's pegging? What's pegging? So pegging is when the girl puts on a
strap on
and
fucks him. Up the ass.
Mm.
So she's basically asking if she should peg him. If you want to peg him, peg him.
I feel like I rate your boyfriend firstly for being open and honest about what he wants. A lot of guys out there enjoy things, but they're too embarrassed or insecure to voice it to their partner because they feel like it might make them less of a man.
I
think it's not necessarily true.
Every single man likes a finger or a bit of a tongue up their ass.
Yeah, I mean, your boyfriend is a bit more open to things up their bum. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, personally, if my boyfriend asked me to peg him, I'd be like, look, like, should we get a man in here? But that's just me. I'd be like, should we just get a guy in here?
Because yeah, I think for me as well, a dildo going up his ass.
Bit too experimental for me. But I mean, there are no sexual boundaries.
I don't think there are any.
Explore. If you feel comfortable doing it, why not? Please your man. If you feel really uncomfortable doing it, then there needs to be a weird conversation about pegging.
So we have a question here. A girl wants to know, she wants to experiment with other girls, but she's a bit scared.
Don't be scared. Just come and meet me in Mayfair on a weekend and we'll go get down. You know what I mean?
I feel like people are always thinking, oh, if I want to experiment, does that mean I'm gay or bisexual? It doesn't.
100%. I feel like the first time I experimented with a girl, I was like, oh my God, I'm a lesbian. And then that was like 4 years ago. And then I realized actually I'm not. But I went through like a whole phase of experimenting.
And you're not even bisexual. You're fully straight. But yet you've experimented. Yeah. And I think if you get really drunk, you'd still go there.
Oh, thanks, Anna. I mean, if I'm really drunk, I'd fuck a lamp. You know what I mean? So... not a really good example, but don't be afraid. You should be afraid because shit can get really nasty. I went down on a girl once in the dark and she was on her period. Horror movie, yeah? Blood in my mouth. Vampire ting. And you know what? I always thought if I ever went down on a girl, I would be so fucking professional because obviously I know my own anatomy, yeah? If I go down on my own, bust straight. I had no idea what I'm doing. Give me a dick, I'll make him come straight away. Give me a vagina, what the fuck is going on
really,
down here?
I think I'd know what to do with a vagina.
Yeah, because you've never been down on a girl.
I have a vagina, I know what to do.
That's exactly what I thought. And then when I was there, I don't know what I was doing.
Really?
Trust me, man. Don't know what you're doing. Then you start thinking every vagina's different.
But then you said to me, after you went down on the girl, you always felt sorry for guys when they went down on you.
Yes, because I had blood in my mouth.
No, but you said in general.
Yeah, because like, then another one, I was a bit stinky. The thing is, yeah, I keep myself very clean, yeah? But that's why, you know when you're always worried about your man fucking different girls, I always think about these stinky vaginas out there.
Stinky
vaginas.
That's
why I'm not that worried about my man fucking other... Because that is very hard to find a nice, pristine, clean Persian pussy. You know what I mean? Like mine. So anyway.
Fair enough.
You're either getting like, you know.
So basically, don't be scared to experiment, but you've probably scared the girl off now from experimenting.
Maybe finger her first, you know, then smell your... I hate men that do that. Finger you and then smell your hand. At least make
it
like subtle.
Who the fuck done that?
So many guys do that, man. And they try and make it out like they're doing it on the
man,
side.
That's never happened to me. That's never happened to me.
Trust me, you've been in too many relationships, man. I've been hoeing around for a long time. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay. Right. If a guy has a foot fetish, is it okay? I got a lot of these questions about foot fetishes and if it's okay or does it weird a girl out? I mean, look, like we've said, there's no boundaries. Whatever works for you. Personally, like, it depends how far you take the foot fetish. Like, if you want to start putting my feet up your ass, then it's
Ooh, that's quite interesting. A toe up the bum. That would be nice. A toe
I don't know.
Up
I've given
bum.
Foot wanks before.
It's wide enough. I think it's perfect size.
Look, have you given a foot wank before?
I don't even know what that means. I'm not even athletic enough or flexible enough. I'm secure.
Put the dick between your feet.
I can barely go up the stairs without losing my breath. You want me to wank someone over my fucking feet, man? No, it's not going to happen. But it's quite strange for me, foot fetish people. There's a lot of foot fetish people out there, but I can't imagine how a foot could make anyone horny.
Trust me, I've given a foot wank and it's quite fun. And like a lot of the toe sucking and stuff, I like that. I think
it's like
sexy.
An ab workout though.
Have you had a guy suck on your toes during sex?
No.
You say no, but you piss all over your boyfriend.
I can't even lift my leg up that high,
like,
man.
You say sucking on a toe is weird, but then like pissing on them is not.
Let me tell you why, yeah? I don't actually like submissive actions from a man in during sex. Anything that's very submissive, and I feel like sucking my toe is quite submissive.
But pissing on them isn't submissive.
No, because I'm not pissing on them. I'm pissing when they're inside of me.
I mean, what is the reason for pissing on him?
Yeah, but I'm not standing over him squatting and pissing on the motherfucker, am I? His dick's inside me, like, and I'm just pissing.
Well, you piss on him while the dick's inside
yeah,
you.
So you don't really, it's just, yeah.
Manny, that's not what you told me in private.
No, I don't piss on him, man.
No, that's not what you
Probably
told me in private.
Probably wants me to, but I don't piss on him, man.
And what about when you pissed? Both of you pissed all over the fucking
you
toilet.
You never pissed. I pissed and I fainted on my piss.
You fainted on your piss.
I collapsed. Yeah, I fainted.
I don't know where this is going
in
right now.
A pool of piss.
No.
It's a true story. It's actually frightening.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next question. I mean, perfect next question. Sexual turn-offs.
Look, like I was saying about the foot thing, yeah? I don't really like submissive men. So once some guy was fucking me and he was like, slap me. Once he said that, I just didn't want to fuck him anymore. I slapped him still, let him have his moment. But I just don't like it. Like, I slap my guy sometimes during sex, but it's my decision. Mm-hmm. I do it, yeah?
Yeah. Do you know what a turn-off for me is? A big turn-off is when they keep asking you if you're enjoying it or do you like it over and over again, or they ask the same questions. You know, like, if you start asking me too many questions during sex, I start thinking, like, what is this?
You enjoy it? Do you like it? Am I dick big enough? Yeah, best dick down.
It's like constant, like, question answer. It's like we're doing a podcast during sex. It's
exactly. So
long. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm fucking in an exam. Do you know what I mean? Move it to the left a little bit, move it to the right. It's just long. But another turn off is if you have a stinky dick hairy dick. Like,
I don't know about hairy. I don't mind hairy.
I don't know if it's too hairy. Like, for me, I don't like it.
No, I don't mind when it shaves and there's like razor blades all over my face. I prefer a bit of bush than razor blades.
Sexual turn-offs.
That's it, really.
I mean, not a lot turns me off, you know?
Once I fucked a guy, yeah, and he stunk of BO so badly, the whole room stunk of BO.
No.
It was a room of BO. It was a BO sex. I was suffocating. I couldn't breathe. It was the worst thing ever, but I had to do it because it was helping me with my exams. And I passed. I needed him. Anyway.
Right. Sexual positions that I should try. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm going to put it out there right now. I just love missionary like the most. It's really boring, but
I mean, when you like someone or love someone, missionary is the best. You look into each other's eyes, it's passionate, you're kissing, your body's like next to each other, you know, it's nice.
Yeah.
And plus, I'm a big girl, man. Sometimes these positions be difficult, like, you know, reverse cowgirl shit. We try to get one fucking big leg over his massive big leg and it just gets long.
I mean, I do like doggy as well.
Oh, I love the doggy.
And what did you say? You said like, oh, you know, if you go from behind and you're like laying down, it's like a spooning one, the spooning one.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, but you said like the dick has to be big enough because you can't just do that with any dick.
This podcast making me horny.
I feel like certain positions, the dick has to be big enough.
Yeah, it has to, yeah. Because especially when you're like spooning kind of like one and you're kind of like cuddling with spooning, their dick needs to be big enough. Also, when you're laying flat, one of my favorite, laying flat on the bed like a dead person. You know, weird fantasies I have sometimes. And then like they're just laying on top of you and it goes in and out. That's a great one as well. What's another good one?
You know what? I was with a guy once and he was quite big and like I just felt like he couldn't go on top of me because every time he went on top of me, he'd just be falling his whole weight on me, yeah? Mm. And like it was just really difficult for me to like play with myself and like calm and stuff. Like it was just not happening. So I'd have to go on top all the time.
Oh, I hate going
on
top.
And it was just long, like me, yeah, going on top. I'm not going to do it for longer than a few minutes. I'm not going to lie.
I'm just full of excuses. Like, not in the mood, babe. Actually, not in the mood today. If he's like, why don't you go on top? I'm like, actually, not in the mood today. And then when he decides to go, I'm like, if you want to have sex and you suggest it, you should be doing the work. And men suggest it 99% of the time. So they should do the work every time.
I just feel like I can't come when I'm on top as well.
Look, I'm a hot girl. Like, I don't need to overcompensate by jumping up and down on you. I just need to lay there looking beautiful.
A lot of girls prefer being on top because they actually come easier. Me, personally, I can't. I could only mostly come missionary. But yeah, enough about sex positions.
Yeah.
So another question. What to do if he has a horse dick?
You get used to the horse. Your vagina will adapt to the horse dick.
Do you know that's a myth that your vagina gets big?
No, no, no. Your pussy gets used to that dick and that size.
What, the widened vagina thing?
It starts to fit. Anna, trust me.
I don't believe it. I swear it's a myth.
No, it's not.
Your vagina does not get bigger.
It doesn't.
Do you believe in that bucket fanny shit?
No, no. Your pussy gets used to that dick though.
Yeah, okay. But it doesn't get wider.
No, it expands and
Do you
retracts.
Believe in like bucket fannies?
No, your vagina expands. People have kids and their pussy still goes back to normal size. Anyway, fuck that. We're talking about horse sticks right now, okay?
Okay, right. Personally, I think size does not matter that much as long as it's not too small and it's not too big. Like, 100%. I've slept with guys that have bigger dicks, but I've not enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed a guy with a smaller dick, but he knows what to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not like small, you can enjoy it. But you know, there's a lot of girls that actually prefer men with small penises. So it's all about preference, really. I've got friends that just prefer it. They've got really sensitive vaginas on the inside and they prefer men with smaller dicks. And then there's women that like men with really, really big dicks. So you just have to kind of go with what suits you and what feels right.
I just don't think it's make or break, that's all.
Yeah, definitely not.
So another question that we have is, how long should you wait before having sex with your boyfriend?
Oh, this is a really interesting one.
I feel like me and you went through this a lot, especially growing up in the Middle Eastern community and dating Middle Eastern men. There's always a pressure.
This day or like this day or that many weeks or that many months.
If you wait too long, they're going to get bored or like they're going to leave. Or if you don't wait, they're going to think you're a hoe.
The best advice I could give is have sex when you want to.
Whatever
so
feels
that's
right.
On day one, two, three, four, whatever. I mean, one thing I'd say is avoid doing it on day one just for the simple fact that just, they'll use it against you like forever, which is really annoying. But you know what they say? The longest relationship starts when you fuck them on the first date. My 2-year relationship started off as a one night stand. But then he just used it against me like for the rest of the relationship. He used it against me. And even though it wasn't something I do, like it was like not normal for me to have a one night stand, he used it against me for 2 years, which was really annoying.
Yeah, I think whatever feels right for you. But I do think like, personally, from what my experience with men is, they do like a little bit of a chase.
Tiny, but yeah, they
I think
do.
It's in their nature. Like if it's given to them easily on a platter, like they're not going to want to pursue it as much.
Yeah, most of the time, that's true. There's like the exceptions to the rule, but most of the time, men like to wait a little bit.
Personally, with the guy I'm seeing now and the last one I was seeing and the one before, I usually have this 1 to 2 week where I make them wait.
Yeah, like the person I'm with now, I waited 2 weeks.
I feel like that's a nice amount of time.
Just but to keep
like,
the excitement going. Yeah, keeps it more exciting. That's the only thing. So think about it like you're doing it for yourself because it keeps it more exciting for you as well.
But whatever works for you, there's no right amount of time.
Yeah, I feel like if I really, really like someone, then maybe like our 4th or 5th date, I'd have sex with them. But anyway, you know what Samantha Jones says in Sex and the City? A guy can just as easily dump you if you have sex with him on the first day than if you wait until the 10th day.
And I agree.
And that is true. Like some guys will act like they're so into you and crazy about you because they're just waiting to have sex with you. The moment you do, they're gone.
Bouncing. At least if you have sex with them sooner, they can leave
at
sooner.
At least nip it in the bud straight away, know if they're fake or real.
Next question. Birth control makes my libido low. How do I tell my boyfriend I want sex? So how does that make sense? Your libido's not low if you want to have sex.
Okay, that's a bit of a weird one. Does birth control even lower your sex drive?
Certain medication and certain hormones can lower your sex drive.
I think if you really believe your birth control is getting in the way of your sex drive, try alternatives. If that's not working, maybe think about getting off birth control, using condoms. Because if it's affecting your relationship, sex is a big part of a relationship.
I agree. Another question here we've got is, I want to have sex, but I feel insecure about my body. And I feel like a lot of women and men probably feel like this and they turn off the lights or they get scared of having sex. And
I can 1,000,000% relate to this because if I don't feel sexy, then I don't feel like having sex. And that's just me. But you're right. A lot of people do turn off the lights and things. So a good piece of advice is the best lighting is lights off, TV on. It's the most flattering, guys.
Is it?
Yes.
I just feel like you shouldn't feel insecure about your body during sex. You should embrace your body during sex.
Yeah. I mean, your partner should be making you feel sexy and feel confident.
Like there's no right body. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's nothing that's like, this is how I should look.
And if that person is wanting to have sex with you, then they already find you physically attractive. They already find you sexy. So it ends there. Stop overthinking.
Look, being sexy isn't about the way you look anyway. I really believe this. It's about the way you feel about yourself, your aura, your confidence, your personality. That's what's going to make you sexy.
Just be confident in bed and you're going to be sexy.
This is a really important question. How do I get an orgasm? I don't enjoy sex with my boyfriend as much as I prefer cuddles and kisses. I feel like so many women struggle orgasming.
Yeah, well, they're definitely preferring cuddles and kisses over sex because they're not having an orgasm. So yeah, and a lot of women struggle to come during sex or have orgasms during sex. So you need to find what works for you. Don't give up on yourself and just like sacrifice your pleasure for the man. You need to, you know, self-help. Put your hand down there, rub around.
You need to spend some time alone first, because if you don't know how to make yourself calm, a guy's never going to make you come.
Yeah, 100%.
I believe that. So lock yourself in your room, put a porno on, whatever turns you on, lights out, hands underneath, whatever you're wearing or naked, whatever. Put your hands down there and just fiddle around until you figure out what's going to make you come. Because we all started somewhere. Yeah. I remember when I first made myself orgasm, I was revising for an exam or something. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, once I had an orgasm, like during an exam and I wasn't even touching myself.
Mandy, I'm seriously worried about you.
Okay, anyway, listen,
anyway, I know girls that are like 25 years old and they still never had an orgasm.
Get into the shower, have a bath, turn the shower head on and just pressure up, put it against your clit, man. Crazy things happen there. All right, anyway. Okay, so the next question is, I've been having sex with my husband for 2 years and I've never enjoyed it. He thinks he knows what he's doing, but he doesn't. Okay, honey, first I want to say, why did you marry him?
If you've never enjoyed it, like never.
Yeah, what made you think about tying the knot and having the shit sex for the rest of your life? Anyway, maybe you have the wrong husband. But if not, you need to communicate, tell him what you enjoy, tell him what you don't. It's all about communication. Good sex come from good communication.
I agree. Tell him what you want, what's your desires.
Maybe you don't want a husband, maybe you want a wife.
That's true as well. I mean, the fact that you've never enjoyed it, that's bizarre to me.
That's crazy.
But I mean, a lot of relationships, like they start off enjoying it, but then later on down the line, it dies down.
That's more of a, like, the norm.
That's more, normal. I mean, I've gone through that. I've had a relationship where it started off really good, the sex, and then it started started to get boring and no passion. And then I got to a point where I didn't want to have sex. You can try spicing things up in a relationship. Try different, like
Anna, she's not trying to spice things up. There has been no spice. Yeah? There's been no spice ever. Yeah. So basically, she needs to ask the question, well, why she's ever enjoyed it.
She can add spice.
Yeah. We can add spice. To we're no not spice. Making a masala. We're talking about sex here. So she needs to ask herself why it's never been there. Why has been no spice from the first place? Honey, we don't know. You have to ask yourself why. Okay, we need to move on to the last and final question.
Okay, yeah. The final question is, am I a hoe if I have sex with more than one person in one night?
First of all, it depends if you're a man and a woman and who you're asking. But let's just assume you're a woman because men never ask this question.
Yeah, and that's what sucks.
Sucks. Are you a double dipper, darling?
No, you're not a hoe. I don't believe in the word hoe. I don't believe in slut shaming. Like, what is a hoe? What
try
is a
try to leave 24 hours at least because, you know, just because of the pH level of the pussy.
Fuck the pH. Do whatever you want. Like, you're not a hoe. There's no such thing as a, like, what is a hoe?
I know, but if I'm going to give the true advice, I'd advise against double dipping in 24 hours.
Why? Because, well, if it makes someone happy, then why not? Well, who are they hurting? Do you know what I mean? I just see it like, who are they hurting? It's not for you. It's not
look,
for...
You're not look, a hoe
Mandy,
anyway.
Look, Mandy, it's not for you, yeah? It's not for me. But who are we to say that, like, if you want to do it, you want to do it. You're not a hoe. Like, you
no,
just...
No, I mean, if you enjoy two different dicks inside you in one some, day, why not?
One person might enjoy a dick in the vagina and one in the ass and one in the mouth. Good for you. Whatever the fuck you want to do, you do that.
That's free people in
you
one
do,
day.
That's it. Well, that's in one go, mate.
Yeah, I mean...
All in one go.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like,
what
me,
I'm trying to say is,
me
like,
personally, if I've wanted a double dip, let's say like two guys, I try to make myself feel a bit better about myself by leaving at least 24 hours, but really it's the same shit anyway.
What I'm saying is, like, it might not be for everyone, yeah, like, but for some people they enjoy that.
All
and
right,
like,
we get it, Anna, you enjoy it.
I don't.
I'm joking.
Like, no, what I'm saying
guys,
is, like,
we really need to go. I need
I'm
to go
like,
and have sex
no,
now.
No, listen, yeah, I'm just like the least judgmental person. That's the all. Like, I just don't believe in slut shaming, and I don't believe.
Boyfriend,
in
no, we need to end it on this question. I don't give a shit. Boyfriend keeps asking me for a threesome with another girl. Do I leave? Okay, can I just say? Can we just break it down to the point that your boyfriend does want to fuck another girl? By the way, just keep telling yourself that my boyfriend wants to fuck another girl, which is fine. Every boyfriend wants to fuck another girl. But he's actually telling you that?
Do you really think every boyfriend wants to fuck another girl?
Yes!
I'm going to leave this podcast and start a fight with the guy I'm seeing.
Okay, not now, but like eventually he might meet a girl in a club and be like, oh, I'd love to fuck her. But like then he doesn't tell you that. We just assume that they never ever want another girl in their world or ever want to find another girl physically attractive. Like my boyfriend's so scared of me, said to me the other day, I don't think any girl in the world is prettier apart from you. I was like, these are the kind of lies I want to hear for the rest of my life. Yeah? But I mean, whatever makes you feel comfortable, some girls love having threesomes with their boyfriend if you enjoy it. But if you're going to feel uncomfortable, if it's going to make you feel small and belittled, don't do it to keep your boyfriend happy.
Yeah, don't do anything to keep him or her happy. You do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
And I feel like from this whole episode, what we've got from it is that you should always be open, honest about what you want from your sexual desires. And you should never do anything that's going to make you feel uncomfortable. And don't feel ashamed about speaking about things.
Yes, there's and make nothing
sure
off limits.
You give yourself,
not even cucumbers.
Make sure you give yourself an orgasm.
Okay, so guys, thank you for sending in your questions. We really enjoyed answering them.
And please don't take anything we say too seriously. We're just having some fun.
Just taking you with a pinch of salt, guys.
Keeping you guys entertained and having a laugh.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network. The producer is James Collins, with a special thanks to production support from Hannah Holland and the HRD Group.